This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, no contact worked after a year, but now my life is a mess. What should I do? Well, this particular guy, he broke up with his ex. He says he dated her from like 2020 to 2022. And this year in 2024, about a week before Valentine's Day, she got back in touch with him. Take a trip down memory lane. But in between the time that they had broken up, and I guess she dated another guy for about a year after they broke up. So like 2023, she dated another guy. And then at some point into 2023, she broke up with that dude. And then about a week or so before Valentine's Day, she got back in touch. And so they hung out at a park because since then he's lost his job. He's like, I got no career focus. He's living with his aunt, so he doesn't even have his own place. So he couldn't even employ what was in Seven Principles to Get an Ex Back because he was on hard times. And obviously, if it had been this long, he's probably figured he's never going to hear from this chick again. And so she reaches out. They hang out. But now as he feels so crappy about himself and his situation, and then plus he ends up going to a park, so there was really no way for a seduction to happen. Instead of going for the kiss, you're going to laugh what he ended up doing. Instead of going for the kiss. So he says, hey, Corey, thanks for all you do, man. I've been listening to you for over a year, maybe two at this point now, and very heavily this last month or so. So I've read 3% Man twice now. My ex, who I dated from 2020 to 2022, contacted me about a week before Valentine's Day this year saying, hey, I'm back from the dead, LOL. Can we talk if you're up for it? The only times we had talked before that in the last 12 months, almost to the day, were about 3 to 4 email exchanges where I sent her my short film that she donated to, and I let her know thanks for her contribution. Well, we finally talked. It was a good 40-minute conversation where we kind of went into detail about things, but not really, but it ended well. We then started texting for a couple of weeks after, where I know I was doing it wrong because the photos were setting up dates. She reaches out a week before Valentine's Day. What do you think's going on? She's lonely. She wants her pelvis beat up. She's fantasizing about who she could call that she knows. She's kind of lonely. She called you because she liked you. But what happened? So he says, so I finally listened to you, even though I thought I was for the longest, and called her to set up an in-person meeting. She excitedly agreed to it, and a couple of more texts through the week were set up to meet at the park on a Saturday. I know I violated another principle of how to get your ex back. Well, the whole idea is if she dumped you and you still wanted a date, then you're like, hey, call me if you change your mind. And then a year, well, in this case, what was it, 2 years? A year later, I think. Well, he talked to her in the last 12 months, but she reaches out. So you should have been making a date. You should, you know, told your aunt, hey, my ex-girlfriend's coming over. Can you get the fuck out of the house? Can I pay to go to a movie? Go to your friends so I can make dinner with my ex and see where things are. I mean, if you're close to your aunt, you're like, hey, can you do me a solid, auntie? Yeah, I'd really like to, you know, I don't have anywhere to go. And she's not going to want to come over with you here. So I'd like a little privacy. That would be great if you could do that. But he doesn't have a job, so. If I were you, I would definitely be reading Mastering Yourself and applying what's in there about how to get any job you want so you can get a job and get some cash flow going. Because There is no reason for somebody who's a student of mine to have a hard time finding a job, because I teach a strategy that always worked for me. I got 100% of the jobs that I went after. And if you do the same thing, you get the same results. So there's no excuse for that. You got to participate in your own rescue. Your mommy doesn't live here. Your mommy doesn't work here. Your mommy's not going to solve your problems. You got to solve them yourself. He says, I should have invited her over with a bottle of wine, but I didn't have the best living situation right now as I just moved into my aunt's place while I figured out my next move. Yeah, if you're tight with your aunt, I'm like, hey, I got a date. My ex-girlfriend's going to come over. It's like, it'd be great if, you know, I could send you to a, you know, a matinee, a double matinee movie or something for the evening. That'd be awesome. He says, I was living in my own apartment for 3 years, but I'm currently job searching. So while saving money, I am staying at my aunt's place. And my room isn't set up yet, so I don't want to bring a girl there yet. Yeah, dude, you got to figure that shit out. You're an adult. You're a man. If you got a girl and you got a date, fucking figure it out. What are you going to do? What has to be done in your room? My room's not set up yet. I'm like, what does that mean? Is it just full of crap and boxes? It's like, figure it out, dude. If you can't figure it out, figure it out. You got to think about the logistics of sex. If you want to be an adult, you got to have a place for intimacy. He says, so we met at the park and had a really good conversation for 3+ hours. It ended with her dropping me off at my car and me giving her a handshake like a pussy. Well, that cracks me up because, you know, my aunt and my uncle, who I love dearly, it was funny, after he got divorced, or they had both actually gotten divorced, and when they went on their first date at the end of the night, my uncle shook her hand. He still called her a week later and asked her out, but I thought that was funny. She loves the shit out of him. He says, it's, you know, so I saw the handshake that reminded me of my aunt. He says, it's been a week and I haven't reached back out, and she hasn't either, but I want her to do 70 to 80% of the reaching out. Well, if she dumped you, as it says in 7 Principles to Get an Ex Back, she's got to do 100% of the calling, texting, and pursuing. But what you're taking what's in the book and thinking this is a normal courtship thing. It's like, no. She dumped you and didn't want you back and went off and dated another guy for a year. She does 100% of the calling, texting, pursuing. And that's right out of 7 Principles Get an Ex Back. And I know you've referenced it in here. But you can't cherry pick things and think you're going to be successful. It's like there's so many things that are just sloppy here that you're making excuses for instead of just thinking ahead and, you know, getting your aunt to go out for the evening. Clean your fucking room, dude. It's like, come on. How old are you? You can't clean your room out to the point where you have a nice place to bring your ex-girlfriend back to? He says, and I feel like it's been the opposite since we've been back in contact. So that's, he's doing 100% of the pursuing, which, again, bro, my work is not going to help you if every single thing you do, you read, you watch videos, and then you do the opposite of what they teach. He says, another reason I'm scared to do anything physical with this girl in particular is because I had troubles finishing in the past with her, some due to mental blocks of being that close to the girl, and others more so due to too much porn. Okay, well, stop beating off. Stop jerking off. There is an article in the book called How Men Can Have Multiple Orgasms. And so you should watch an article and video that it references. It's on YouTube, and you should watch that. And you should just once a week, if I were you, you would masturbate like the video says to get yourself ready. Because if you're beating off to porn all the time, you're squeezing real hard, you're overstimulating your dick, when you actually put it in a wet, slimy pussy, you're not going to feel much. You're not going to feel the sensations because you've dulled your body's senses, your dick specifically, to the point where it expects stimulation that you're just not going to get with having vaginal sex, dude. It's like, so keep your hands off your dick unless it is working out, if you will, to prepare yourself and teach your body how to have multiple orgasms and still stay hard. But your problem is that you're beaten off so much to porn that your dick is so desensitized that when a girl touches it, it doesn't feel like anything. So if you just stop touching it for a week or two, and then maybe once a week you masturbate, like I talk about in the how men can have multiple orgasms, then when you actually do have sex, even if you come early, it's like not going to be an issue. But if you're watching porn all the time, it's like, come on, dude. That stuff is not real life. They have fluffers, and there's so much shit that goes on behind the scenes to make a good porno. It's like, that's not how sex works in the real world with real people. Turn that shit off. He says, I will also say she monkey branched into a long-distance relationship within months after us breaking up, and she still talks to her ex, who she broke up back in September of 2023, she says. We broke up in September in 2022, but stopped talking in February 2023. How should I play this? You should actually follow what I teach. You've tried it your way. It hasn't worked yet. You've been following me for like 2 years. Like, I went through your email here, and pretty much everything you're doing is the opposite of what I teach. And you're surprised that you're not getting the results you want. It's like, you know, if you're not going to do the things I teach, it's like, why are you even here? If you were happy with the results you were getting, you wouldn't be watching my videos. So follow the instructions, follow what the book says, follow what the videos say, follow what Seven Principles Get an Expect says. That means your pursuit of this woman is over forever. Let her do 100% of the calling, texting, pursuing, and then you make a date in the evening at your aunt's place, or go get an Airbnb, or get a bachelor studio apartment for $500-$600 a month, or rent a room from somebody, fucking figure it out. Get a part-time job, go wait tables somewhere in a good busy restaurant, figure it out, dude. You're a man. Figure it out. Read Mastering Yourself. It's all laid out in there. You got to participate in your own rescue and just going, oh, my room is a mess and I live with my aunt. I don't have a job. I don't know what to do. Come on, man. Grow the fuck up. He says, should I wait till she reaches back out and set up a date to hang out and have fun and hook up? Yeah, that's what Some Principles Get an X-Pack says. That's what the book says. He says, to be honest, my life is not where it should be as I am 28, broke, no job, and no real career focus. Well, pull your head out of your ass and get serious about it. During the day, you should be banging the phones and going by and dropping off resumes and going to meet people and following the strategy that's outlined in Mastering Yourself so you can get a job and start earning some money. I lost my dad in 2022, and that has really affected my trajectory. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is accept it because you're going to lose everybody. Everybody you love, even your aunt, you're going to lose her too. And eventually you're going to lose. You have kids, eventually your kids are going to die. Your wife's going to die. Your great-grandkids are going to die. The house you build, eventually it's going to get bulldozed and become a park or an office building or a bigger house or whatever. Nothing lasts forever in this world. Everything on a long enough timeline turns to dust. The only thing you can really do is find a way to enjoy your life. You got to participate in your own rescue because ain't nobody coming to save you and be your fucking mommy. He says, as that was the last time period, I had a really good stable career in life where I was making $50,000 in 6 months working in the film industry. Should I even be worried about her? No. If she reaches out, assume she wants to see you and make a date. Hang out and have fun and hook up at your aunt's place. Send her aunt to go watch a movie or something. Get her out of the house so you can have a date and with your ex-girlfriend. I mean, she contacted you a week before Valentine's Day. What do you think she's doing that for? You think she wants to talk about cooking oatmeal and raisin cookie recipes or yoga routines? No, she wants to get fucked. So fuck her. Hang out, have fun, hook up. Don't go to the park and shake her hand. It's like, come on. He says, do I just need to focus on myself? Well, you need to focus on building yourself up and getting a job. And so, again, during the day, your job should be finding a job. That means being on the phone, calling people, going to visit them, presenting yourself well, getting your ass in the gym, working out, taking care of yourself, being disciplined. And whenever this girl does call, hang out, have fun, hook up, beat up her pelvis, give her the meat missile, give her the old flesh rocket, give her the mighty missile. The mighty flesh rocket. The mighty meat missile. Give it all to her. Plow them strawberry fields. That's what she wants. Hang out. Have fun. Hook up. Stop the fucking porn and all that other stuff and get your body ready to have sex with a woman vaginally. Keep your hands off your dick other than to masturbate once a week to get your body prepared and to teach it how to stay hard after you blow your wad. And then you'll have no problems. There'll be no performance anxiety. But if you're... if you're beating yourself up real hard, it's like, come on, dude. You're not going to feel anything. It's like, have some common sense. Participate in your own rescue. So if... I don't know if you guys have seen, but before I go, we have members-only content on YouTube, Spotify, and on my website. So I'm doing 6 additional members-only, paid members-only video newsletters per week. We've got the 3% Man study group with Chunky and the girls, where we're in-depth and detail going through the book page by page and tearing it apart, discussing it. We've done, you know, filmed 4 episodes so far, and we're only still at like page 40, 44. So probably when all said and done, we're going to be 25, 30 different podcasts on just 3% Man. And then obviously Mastering Yourself, we're going to do a study group on that. Everybody's read the book, made notes, highlighted things. And so we're really spending a lot of time with that. And look at all the views and likes and the comments. You guys really like those. And then also we have the full podcast that I do with the girls where we answer viewer questions. And so we have the whole, because we usually film one day a week answering viewer questions. So we got those podcasts as well there for you. So again, right, if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify, in the video description right underneath there are links to join on my website, to join on Spotify, and to join members only on YouTube. And if you got a question or a challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page on my website, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.